so many different things throughout your career, and I don't, we don't even know you that well yet, so I don't want to offend you by asking you this, but what exactly is your role now? I mean, you've been a coordinator, you've been a wide receivers coach, so I know you're accomplished. I just don't, can you kind of give us an idea of what you're doing around here?
I think it's just a resource for the perimeter guys. I've been in the receiver room, like you said. I've been in the quarterback room, and I've been in the tight end room in this league. So I think it's more from the standpoint of a resource for the perimeter. Help tie the perimeter to the quarterback room. Obviously, because Mike's the head coach, he's not in every meeting. He's not in every installation. He has a lot of other things going on, so I'm just sort of a bridge between those positions, the quarterback room, and Mike, and an extension of Joe. If Joe's not in there, if he's left to do the running game or be in the O-line room, just be an extension for Joe and Mike.
Jim, I remember talking to you on the phone a year or so ago about Rodgers in the hall when you guys evaluated him coming out in the draft and you brought West. Now that you've seen him up close here for a couple months, from the guy he was when you evaluated coming out of the draft in 05 to where he is today, how did he get there? How did he get from there to this point, do you think?
Well, I'm not sure, not being around him all that time, just this little short period of time. But some of the things when he came out, you see he does really well now, and obviously it's a lot better than what you projected to be. But he's a natural passer. He's gifted arm talent-wise, how fast he can get a ball out, change his arm angle, all of those things. He had all that in college. It just didn't show like it does at this level. Obviously, in college, you don't play as many games. You don't get exposed as much, all of those things. The other thing that I think is unique about him that didn't show up in college was his ability to create. He wasn't in that kind of environment in college. He was in a very systematic, and college football isn't quite as dramatic from the standpoint of creating plays from the quarterback position. It's a little bit more bang, 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 and then the play's over. This league is about creating plays and opportunities for other players at that position. And those are the two areas that he's really excelled at, obviously. One being he's a natural passer, but his ability to extend plays wasn't quite as what it was as it is now that it was in college.
Jim, how do you go about getting these three rookie wide receivers ready for potential roles? I mean, behind Devontae and Randall, you don't have a whole lot of proven depth around here. What is that process like with those three guys specifically?
Well, I think it starts when they get here of how to run routes. Really different in college football. This league is about one-on-one matchups, how to win routes one-on-one. You have to be able to play in that environment in this league. In college football, it's about spreading them out, going fast. There's not a lot of one-on-one matchups. This league is all about that. So these guys have to come in, learn how to run routes, how to be in the quarterback timing, time clock, all of those things. So that process starts as soon as they get here. And then that simply just continues as they go and the experience grows. Now, the reason why they were drafted is because they have potential to do those things in the first place. So when they get here, it's just a matter of getting them to understand how they fit into all those processes and then just start building from there. They all have unique skill sets, a little different, each one of them. But all three of them have the ability to run. They're bigger body guys with some length, which make them one-on-one matchup problems, which is what this league is all about as an outside route runner.
Jim, you were an Indy with Joe, and all of us that were here the first time, as writers, we're happy to have him back. You talk to Rodgers, you talk to anybody who was here, and he's so highly regarded here. I'm just wondering, having worked with him before, it sounds like he's got a really good way about him, too, when it comes to talking to the head coach and kind of bridging the gap. What do you see from him as a coach and knowing him for the way you do?
There's a lot. Joe has a lot of strengths. Well, one, he's done that job. So he understands big picture. He understands how to fit into that big picture, how to bridge those gaps because of the experience he has. Coordinating, O-line coach. He has a background that is extensive in coaching offense, which is a huge advantage for any team that has Joe. The other thing about Joe is his personality is so calm, and he brings such presence to the room. It's a calming effect on everybody. He's great to work for. He's great to work with because he's always thinking about the process, the direction, everything that goes involved in it, tying everybody together, the coordination of everything. He's outstanding at all that stuff.
I know they're obviously two different positions, but when it comes to acclimating receivers and tight ends to the passing game, is the process the same for either group, or are there things with specifically tight end with how you're working with Jimmy now to acclimate him that are key to expediting that process?
I think in general there are similarities, spots, spacing, time clocks, all of those things that are involved in the passing game in general, where you belong, how you run routes as opposed to what's going on around you. Those are all similarities. But there are distinct differences. Inside receivers as opposed to outside receivers. Inside receivers have confliction in front of them. There's always an underneath element that's rerouting them and then an overtop element, where outside receivers really have a corner to defeat most of the time. So those are the differences in the two. But the similarities would be, you know, where you belong in the progression for the quarterback, how fast you get there, the spot of which you and the way you, the manner of which you run the route. Those are all very similar things in both rooms.
Jim, obviously you turn on the film, you can see what Devontae obviously can do, but what has that been like kind of working with him now a little bit? What was sort of your first impression, in terms of what
good. You know, he's been injured, so he hasn't been out there, but watching him on tape, he's a young player that's still developing. He's still got a lot of upside. You know, I've had guys in his progression, as they grow and they get older, they become better players all around. More detail, all of those things are ahead for him. Right now it's been his natural ability, and as you get older, it's about playing the game, the big picture, all those things, which he'll naturally progress at. He's a joy to work with as a person. You know, he's got energy. He loves to come and practice. You know, when he's out there, he loves to talk football. Those kinds of things they're fun to be around. Those are the kind of guys that grow and get better and continue down the process.
Jimmy, you know what Mike's offensive playbook looked like in New Orleans, and you know what it looked like a few years later in San Francisco, and now you're here. And he told us that the scrub rush approach, I think is the phrase he used with us. What have you guys kind of done here? Because Joe was telling us that it's not, you're not starting from scratch necessarily. Right. How would you describe kind of the process you guys went through this offseason with that?
Well, to answer the first part of the question, what that offense was and how it has evolved over time, it's distinctly two different things because of the time element that he's been here, the different influences that go into it, and then obviously how Aaron plays the game. So that was the first part of the process, us coming in here, learning how that has evolved, and then understanding how the evolution will be affecting the next part of the process, which is our influences now, new influences coming in, how those processes will be affected by those things, and that's really what we've been doing. It's not going to change. You guys aren't going to look at it and see much difference in it, just because that's the quarterback. The evolution has been because of the quarterback. There might be some refinement. There might be a few things that we change and do things, but it won't really look any different from the eye, because it's how the quarterback plays.
Jim,